One thing I would say is you need to be in the Word. If you're not reading the Bible, you're not going to be prepared for summer. You can do an exercise workout every morning and you can change the shape of your body. You can lose that weight if that's what you want to do. And you can still not feel confident in a swimsuit this summer if you're not spending appropriate time finding out where your true value comes from. And I would argue that comes from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to the Spring Break Free, a special series we're doing throughout April and into early May to help you break free from body image issues. I hope you've been following along. These are the episodes where I think this course gets really good. If you've missed anything this far, catch up and listen to these episodes. I think they're really going to help your body image freedom journey. Also, if you are benefiting from this course, let me tell you about something else you may benefit even more from. That's the Refocus 21 program. We've offered it several times already, and it has been a huge hit. Women are loving the content there. It's now 21 days. It's all online. It used to be on social media. Now it's all online. You can do it all through my website at comparedtowho.me. So you get to interact with other women from literally all over the world as you improve your body image together. Now, this course has content from me about body image, renewing your mind, taking thoughts captive, how to really win the war in your mind. But it also has content from my friend, Erin Carey, who's an integrative nutrition coach. And she doesn't talk about dieting and food and all those things. Chances are, if you've been on as many diets as I have, you know about that stuff. You know about nutrition. You know about calories and macros and all the things. Instead, Erin talks about finding peace with food and how to create healthy habits around your food that don't necessarily have anything to do with creating food rules or eating this, not that, none of that stuff. No, instead, she takes a completely revolutionary, I think, and holistic approach to how we deal with food. You are going to love the content. Like I said, it's 21 days long. It takes 21 days to kick a habit. I think that this course could change the future for you. So I hope you'll check it out. It's Refocus 21, starts May 17th. Go to comparedtowho.me, look for the coaching tab, and find out more information. Now, here's today's episode of the Spring Break Free. This is day 24, only one day left, and we're talking about how to prepare your heart for summer.
Everywhere you look this month is going to be articles, news stories and stuff on how to prepare your body for summer, right? Like, you got to be on a new diet and you got to start your exercise program. I used to work in a gym. This is the time when people start coming back to the gym, and you got to start thinking about your summer body. It's everywhere. But what about your summer heart? Okay. Because see, like, let's go back to the beginning here. Body image issues are not issues about your body. Body image issues are really issues of your heart. They're issues of what you believe about your value. What you believe determines your value. What you feel about your body, what you think about your body, and more broadly, what that means to you and your purpose. So as we think about summer, summer's kind of a risky time. We feel like a lot of people are assessing what we look like, maybe at the beach or at the pool. We feel like we're being judged for our bodies, and I really don't think that's true. Honestly, I think we worry about how we look more than anyone else actually ever worries about how we look. But today I just want to give you a couple tips as to how you can prepare your heart for summer, okay? Tip one is break up with your scale. Now, I know that's kind of contradictory to like every diet tip you've ever read, right? People that lose weight or lose weight and keep it off do so by weighing themselves regularly, right? If you keep a good handle on that weight every day, then perhaps you'll never gain too much. That's the theory out there. But for those of you that are consumed with your weight or really struggling with your body image as it relates to your weight, let me encourage you to just like take a little time off of the scale. Maybe it's just a season, maybe just a 30-day break from your scale, and focus on what's going on in here instead. Focus on your heart. Really turn to God and say, hey, how can I find freedom? Because really being tied to seeing that number every morning, that's bondage. That's not freedom. If you are looking to that scale every morning to give you a readout, and that readout determines how you're going to feel about yourself that day, that's not walking in freedom. That's walking in bondage. So this summer, as we prepare for summer, instead of doing what everyone else in culture is going to be doing, watching that scale and trying to get that number down before the start of swimsuit season, let me encourage you, just take a break, back off the scale. Similarly, let me encourage you to back off the mirror, okay? Now, I'm not saying don't use a mirror, okay? Use a mirror appropriately. If you brush your teeth, you need to look and make sure you don't have the stuff all over. And if you wear makeup, mirrors are very helpful. Doing your hair, you need a mirror. Sometimes we need mirrors just to make sure that, like, zippers are zipped and buttons are buttoned and, you know, shoes match. Like, I'm not anti-mirror, don't get me wrong. But those of us who have body image issues sometimes tend to take it from the appropriate amount of time spent with the mirror, like, okay, I'm gonna look and just make sure, like, I'm decent, to this, like, but, like, this analytical, like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, what's that? And we spend way too much time with our mirrors, folks. Way too much time looking into the glass at ourselves. I like to say when I speak that if you want to be free from your body image issues, instead of spending more time looking into the mirror, you need to just do this. You'll love the sound effect. And you need to tilt the mirror up. Because what happens when you do that? Well, really, you're doing what God intended you to do, right? Which was to reflect His glory. We were never supposed to be worthy of worship. God alone is worthy of that. God alone is who we should be looking to and who we should reflect. So when you tilt your mirror up, you take some pressure off, right? Like, no longer do I have to keep looking until I've got everything just perfect. And let's be honest, like, I would have to be looking forever, fixing forever to get everything quote unquote perfect. Like, it's not going to happen. But when you tilt that mirror up, you take the pressure off. You get to reflect Him. And you want to look nice to reflect Him, but you don't have to be something you're not. And that gives us freedom. And that's really what we want, right?
Are you tired of comparing yourself to others? It's time to break free, my friend. Check out comparedtowho.me online and you'll find a ton of great resources, blog posts, videos, and so much more to help you stop comparing and start living. And make sure you sign up for my exclusive email list while you're there. I send my email friends things I don't send anyone else. You can also find out more about my brand new book, The Burden of Better, How a Comparison-Free Life Leads to Joy, Peace, and Rest. If you're tired of battling comparison, friend, I wrote this book just for you. Check it out right after this episode, of course.
The number one thing I would say is you need to be in the Word. If you're not reading the Bible, you're not going to be prepared for summer. Okay, you can do an exercise workout every morning, like a physical exercise workout, and you can change the shape of your body. You can lose that weight if that's what you want to do, and you can still not feel confident in a swimsuit this summer if you're not spending appropriate time finding out where your true value comes from. And I would argue that that comes from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So let me encourage you to do that. Do that every day. But it's Timothy that tells us, I think, that physical exercise is of some value, but spiritual training is really where we need to focus. So do that. Let's talk about exercise just for a second, because exercise is an important thing for our physical health, but also for our mental health. And I would say if you've got your other priorities in order and you have the capacity and the time, schedule some time for a physical exercise, even if it's just taking a walk. It's going to help you manage stress better. It's going to help you feel better in general. And if the weather is good where you are, go enjoy God's creation and soak it in while taking a walk or a jog or whatever you like to do, playing a sport outside. That's going to make a big difference in your disposition this summer and how you feel about yourself generally. One more thing, and then that'll be all my tips for the summer until tomorrow when we talk about swimsuit stuff. I want to talk about whether or not you have to love your body. You see, this is the time of year when your Facebook and Instagram feeds are going to start being flooded with pictures of women in bikinis. And people are going to say that they're really brave for wearing these bikinis because they don't exactly have bikini bodies as our culture would define it. And I'm just going to encourage y'all not to get caught up in all that. Because see, that focus is wrong. The focus of most of those posts or encouraging stories, the focus is for us to focus more on loving ourselves. That if we can just love our bodies more, then we will be free from body image issues. And I don't believe that that's the truth, because that's really just pride, right? Like, if I can take more pride in how I look, then I would be free. Well, pride is a sin, friends. And like, sin is never the way out of a sin, right? Like, that's just silly. The answer is not to love your body, okay? You should be comfortable, accept your body. That's all, that's great. But do you have to love your body? I don't think so. I can't find a command in the Bible that tells us we should love our bodies. There's an assumption in one passage where the scripture actually says to love others as you love yourself, where it's assumed that we already have a certain degree of self-love. But you don't have to focus on loving your body. In fact, focus on loving Jesus, and it'll be amazing how much more accepting and tolerant of your body you will become. Because once you take that mirror and you tilt it up, boy, you're a whole lot freer to worry about other things that are a lot more important than whether or not you can wear those size 4 shorts from last summer. That's all for today. I hope to see you tomorrow. We're almost on the spring break free. Check out comparedtowho.me if you missed any of them.
Hey friend, I hope you're enjoying the spring break free. The kindest thing you can do for me is tell me about it in the reviews on this show. I would love to hear from you. Leave your review and I will be so grateful. Hope to see you tomorrow on the spring break free. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.